I am forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, I know it be that you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I honor you. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come follow me. As we say where the footprints falling, lead lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep, or love by Siloam's fountain, helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in the homes of the poor and the lowly, serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Oh dear Lord, in the pathway keeping, we follow thee. Through the gloom of the place of weeping, gates sing indeed. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If thy way in this sorrow's bearing, we go again. At the steps of the hillside bearing our cross of pain. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever we go. By and by through the shining portal, turning our feet, we shall walk with the glad immortals heaven's golden street. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever we go. Then at last when on high he sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus and at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go.
I've been up on the mountain with the Jesus. I've been down in the valley so low. But if ever time deserts me, where would my troubles not go? So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone, for without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. You found me when no one could help me. You found me when I was so low. You found me when no one could save me, and I did not know what to do. So please let me walk with you, Jesus.
Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. If I had all the wealth of this old world, if I had all that money could buy, if I had not the love of my Savior, I would rather be dead than alive. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. I've been up on the mountain with Jesus. I've been down in the valley so low. But if ever a time he deserts me, where with my troubles I'd go. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home.
So fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. So fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. So fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, take me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. At the deer painted for the water so, so long and after you, you alone are my heart's desire and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone am my spirit. Desire and I long to worship thee. You're my friend and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone make my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone make my spirit yield. You alone hearts desire and long to worship ye.
Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to walk by, and a light to illuminate my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my pathway. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. I just give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, and has done in the past. They're just too numerous to mention, Lord. When I take inventory of how you led and guided us through the jungle up to now, Lord, we just want to give you thanks that you brought us to a place where you can actually believe your word, Lord. And your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to our pathway, Lord. And we just give you thanks for all these things, Lord. And you just brought us to this ending of this journey here and very closing days of time. And you've allowed us to see your word, the hour we're living in, and all these things. You've given us an understanding of what's going on around the world. You've opened up your word to us, Lord. You brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And you've given us to finish off this. You've given us this assignment to bring this word out to a world, to a lost and dying world, Lord. We just give you thanks for it, that we've allowed ourselves to be taught, like your word says. You've hid these things from the wise and the prudent and the revealing unto babes such as would learn, Lord. There's so many things that we could talk about, Lord, but we just want to give you thanks that you took time out to work in our lives, to wake us up in the morning, and to do what you're doing here now, Lord. Out of 8 billion people in this world, you found 2 people that are willing to be taught, that are willing to bring out the truth, Lord, in the closing days of time. We just pray to continue leading and guide us by that of your Spirit, Lord. Help us to always be grateful and mindful of your care and keep, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there's 8 billion people in this world, and playing the game. And I guess the Lord found 2 people that take him at his word, you know. And just, so I keep saying, I'm so grateful that I listened to him when he woke us up, that he had honed us out to do this very job way before the foundation of the world. And he knew we're not going to cave. We're going to use that word to guide us. And over the years, yeah, we've made feel them so often sometimes we get faint in our heart. But, you know, you're bound and determined. We're in it for the long haul. We're not quitters. We just to go. We were trucking until the Lord told us to sell the truck. And we're doing our thing. We're led and guided by the Spirit of the living God, and we can prove it to you throughout life. When I take inventory of my life, I was in that colony forever. I was in that colony until the Lord told time to move on. When my last daughter was born, he came on the scene. Your life as a Hutterite is over. We got some work to do. And one of the first things he told me to do, give me your children, I'll look after them, and then I want you to come on this journey with me. And the first thing he got me to do, like I keep saying over and over again, I had to go up and expose that spirit. It's the spirit of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Expose that spirit that's controlling these Hutterites. It's not just these Hutterites. All these religious systems out there, they're all corrupted. They're all polluted. They've all been infiltrated by Satan. How did we find it? We found it by through the Word of God. I just thinking yesterday, how did we get to where we are today? We found it because the Lord woke us up at 6 o'clock in the morning from time to time, and he inspired us to read that word. And it's because of reading that word that I somehow found the footprints of Jesus in the Bible. And I found out that this here planet is a laboratory to test us, to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into the eternal age, to go on to spend eternity with him. And once you get into that eternal age, there's not going to be no more Lucifers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're being tested here on this, like I say, this planet isn't at all, it's been a laboratory. First thing he did, he tested these angels and Jude to see if they're going to be faithful and true, and he gave each one of them a state and a job to do, and then they decided they can do a better job, and they They say it's just right up in Jude. You could go read it. And that's how we found that this whole, all these secrets, all these mysteries, is simply by reading the Word of God. And then he tested these angels in Jude, and if you kept not the first estate, we found out by reading the scripture that each one of these angels, they were given a job to do it. Then one day decided they could do a better job because they were given a freedom of choice. God doesn't want no robots. He's got some robots out in the universe. He's got the sun and the planet. They're just robots. They're doing what the Lord ordained them to do. But he wanted somebody that, he wanted a family that will worship out of the freedom of their own choice. And exactly what happened.
And how can you serve God without knowing him? Like who he is and his principles. When we were in Israel, I think it was in 2017, maybe around there. Anyway, there was this young couple from the States down there, and they were, I guess, trying to do missionary works, because I think that's what they were into, missionary works. Anyway, we got to talking, and we started talking about if he ever heard of Brother Branham, but William Branham, the prophet to this age. Then it started getting a little shaky because we started mentioning a prophet and what God has done in this hour in America and all around the world. He was brought to bring a message to bring us back to the faith of the early church. Well, he started wanting to talk us out of believing in Brother Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, okay, if this is not it, what do you have to offer then?
Mm-hmm.
See, they don't have anything to offer those charismatic churches out there. There's nothing out there in these charismatic churches, because once they rejected God's message that he had for Laodicea, that charismatic spirit took over and just took them out into a direction writes off in the Laodicea church hour, that gray horse rider. That's part of that gray horse rider. That's why these churches are all the same out there. They all follow some kind of a curriculum, and there's nothing in it. See, that's why we know we found it.
Mm-hmm.
What the message is for this day and hour. That's why we can speak on it. And we can expose these spirits, what's driving these church systems out there, and where they're all heading back to. When they rejected the truth, is they all headed back to that Roman Catholicism, because they're really of the same foundation. The only thing that broke free from that foundation is water baptism in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
And even with that, a lot of people, when they start compromising, like you can see the life of Tim Relaford. You can see in his life, like he started out good, and then with Ellen, when he started coming out with teachings that weren't right, and then all of a sudden, when Davis came out with his teaching, it was all good and well. And now he has people in his pulpit that Brother Jackson dealt with when he was here. So you can see where the devil will take you. If you do not hold on and continue on in the ways of God, then the devil will take you right back to, like Brother Jackson already dealt with Tim McKay and Stroman, but those are the people that he now has in his pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when you don't move on, like the song said, I might get knocked down, but I'll get up again.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes the natural man will get you knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
But the spiritual man, if you let it, he will rise again and mm-hmm. move on. But people that compromise, they can't do that. Now, once you compromise, that's a different story. Then you have to really get out of that hole that you dug yourself into. And the devil will make sure you're not going to get out, because of the pride of man and not wanting to admit that they made a mistake. And then it takes you right back to what the Pope did in the 60s. He said to the Protestants, let us unify. Let us come together and iron out our differences. And that's what Tim Relaford is doing, the same spirit. Let's iron out our differences and ignore them and just love everybody. But that's not what the gospel teaches us.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that, like you say, 8 million people on planet Earth, and you and I, it's hard to fathom, it's hard to believe, it's mm-hmm. hard for somebody, when they hear us say talk like that, they think we're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you go around, it, out of 8 billion people, there's only 2 people that knows, beyond a shadow of a doubt, where we're living at. And we mm-hmm. can take you right to today, and it's simply because that word is a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our pathway, and illuminate at us. When we heard about Brother Branham, it was like the footprints of Jesus. The footprints to the saints of time. And like it keeps saying about that man back in the 70s that had an out-of-the-body experience. Amongst the colony, there never was nobody that, maybe a time or two, but he was a man that was dead for 17 minutes or however long, and then he came back. And he told us an experience, and he told us that other right thing is not it. It's nothing but deception. But see, people, he told it to his people back at Forest River Colony, and then he went from colony to tell the people, see, these are footprints in the saints of time that the Lord left these tracks and these mm-hmm. footprints that we should need to pay attention to what that man had to say.
Right.
And pretty soon what happened, they took a look at it, they reasoned it out, and if we go along with his theory and his idea, then we're out of a job. And then they decided right then and there they're not going to pursue that thing. And I know I was down there talking to his son, and that's exactly the attitude they had. They wished that he would have never had that out there. They wished that he would have died right there when he had that heart attack, and that he didn't come back. Mm-hmm. That's the attitude they had. And then what they do then, they're going to make sure their program works. And mm-hmm. he was the preacher there. And then he told me that he's got a record of every sermon he preached, you know. And every day they go there. And then he's got it all written down on a diary. And every sermon and what song they sang, everything does perfect because he's going to prove to God that his program works perfect because he's got everything recorded out, everything itemized. That's the sermon he's going to preach on today. But see, what he's trying to do, the spirit of the thing, he's trying to defy what his dad's experience mm-hmm. he had, and he's going to make sure that his program works to the point that we had a diary and everything that set right down to the T, perfectly organized. Mm-hmm. And see, that's what happens when you don't listen to what the Lord had to say. The Lord told him that is nothing but deception when he came back. And he told his boys, and first of all he told his boys, then he told the colony, and then he went from colony to colony to tell people that this is not it. And see, people didn't listen to him and said what the Lord did. He did exactly what it says over in 2 Thessalonians. He said because they didn't believe the truth, they didn't find no... The truth had could not find a logic place in their heart that they could receive the truth. So what does God do? He sends them a strong delusion mm-hmm. that they're going to believe a lie. They're going to believe the lie that other thing is it. And then you can't get inside with. That's why you and I are saying, it's immaterial because they won't listen because they decided to believe a lie. And that lie is that other thing is it. And then you go to the Amish and you go to the Pentecostals everywhere, these religious systems, we keep telling the people they're nothing but engineered by the spirit of Satan, and it all goes back to Roman Catholicism. And if you, let's say you would want to get baptized in Jesus' name, you won't find none of these churches that'll baptize you mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. You'll find a church down in Grundtown that'll do that, but they're very rare. My son wanted to get baptized in Jesus' name, so I had to take him all the way down to Indiana to get baptized. And just the way it is. And then when we say we're the only 2 people here on planet Earth out of 8 billion people that has the truth, if you don't believe us, you go out there and look for it. That's what we did all over. Mm-hmm. We went looking for this thing that Joe Mandel was trying to look for. And we found mm-hmm. it in the ministry of Brother Branham, and then God gave us the assignment and the responsibility to tell the people of the world that is it. That's think that that Joe Mandel would have found if he would have pursued. Mm-hmm. That's what we found. The ministry of Brother Branham to the church age of Laodicea, then the ministry of Brother Jackson, and then we're just here, the two of us, we're just holding a line on the truth that has been given. We don't have to be preachers. We just have to tell people that the things that has been preached. And we found that by reading the scriptures, by getting up in the morning, spending an hour reading the Bible, and then eventually we were so saturated with the scriptures that eventually you have to go out there and do your thing because you see something in the scripture. I saw something in the scripture that was not compatible to that authorized system, and I started digging and searching, and I started voicing my opinion, and eventually at the end of the day, you're going to be terminated because the program that you and I are, it does not fit into that canopy, no. Into that compound. Because we saturate ourselves with the Word of God. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. It's a program. If you really want to follow the footprints of Jesus, in those footprints, there is the shame, the reproach of the cross. Mm-hmm. When you will look what Jesus went through at the cross of Calvary, how the shame that was to hang there and take on the sin of all of mankind, all of the filth that is in this world, he took upon himself. And people like, when you want to be identified with Jesus, in it there is the reproach. And that's where a lot of people stop at that place. They cannot fully enter into that place where they're going to be identified with Jesus. And being identified with Jesus means to bear that reproach. That's where a lot of Christians stop. And that's why a lot of people can't identify with us because we decided one day we're going to follow Jesus and we're going to follow his footprints. And wherever they lead, wherever they go, and that's where it brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And even after that, we had to really hold on because after Brother Jackson passed away, there was a lot at stake because the devil knew that once he was gone, he can, really that Antichrist spirit can press in. And you could literally see it happening. Mm-hmm. How soon the devil can come and take away what the Lord has done in the last 100 years. But God called us to be watchmen. Mm-hmm. Watchmen over what God has preserved in this and have given us in this Laodicea church hour. Because the devil comes and takes it away from people. And if they don't, or if they're not sober and vigilant and hold on. And in it, a lot of people, they don't really want to be identified with that reproach. And that's where they stop in their journey. Because there is a price to pay for truth. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just come and that's all. You have to really pay a price for it and hold on to it. And a lot of people don't want to pay that price.
Going back to when Brother Jackson was here, as long as he was here, they could not get in with their diabolical mm-hmm. teaching word of clarity and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But when you sit back and you stop for a moment and you look back and you see how Satan, that spirit, they couldn't wait to get rid of Brother Jackson. They couldn't wait to bury him. The spirit of the thing mm-hmm. was. And as soon as he's buried, here they come with all kinds of teaching. And you and I were the only two people that stood on guard that still saw exactly what's happening, what's going on. Before you know it, Alan falls by the wayside, Bud falls by the wayside, Benjamin Boyd falls by the wayside, all these people fall by the wayside, and not only fall by the wayside, they're working overtime to destroy everything that Brother Jackson ever taught, mm-hmm. because I had that dream about the minefield. They're going to put minefields over the ministry of Brother Ben and Brother Jackson. That's exactly what you see. Mm-hmm. See, the Lord warned us because he knew he had a work for you and I to do, and we're the only two people that could do it. That's not going to buckle, that's not going to bend, that's not going to bow. When all these phonies come along and they try to intimidate you, and then they put you in the out simply because you don't believe their garbage. Mm-hmm. Here we're just standing on, holding on to the things that we have been taught, and then mm-hmm. here, then the Lord gives us the responsibility to just deliver that living water. And this is, that's why we can boldly say, if you do not come under this Samuel Loren chapter and shall, you're not going to go into that rapture. Just that simple. You're not going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple, because we didn't design this program. We just followed the footprints of Jesus. We were guided by his eyes. And here we are, given that responsibility to deliver that living water. And all you got to do is come upon that. It's like a stream. That stream has been flowing from day one, mm-hmm. billions and billions of years ago, when God made that big blueprint. And once he made that blueprint, he raised his arm up, he's going to see to it that blueprint that he made is going to be executed right to the T. And he knew everything that's going to ever be, and then he put it in motion, and the first thing that he did, he created an angel. He didn't create a planet yet. He created all his angels, and when all these angels were created, and Lucifer, he filled up the sum. He was the last angel that God ever created. And when they were standing there, you can go read it over in Job 38, where God, the great eternal spirit, had all these angels standing there, and they all shouted for joy and sang together because they saw this tremendous, the creation of the universe, mm-hmm. right then and there. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? And all the sons of God shouted for joy.
That's right.
And the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted mm-hmm. for joy, because they have they haven't been tested yet. There was that whole millions of angels, there legions of angels, and then now he puts out this planet here, and he gave him an animal kingdom, and then he's going to test them. Like he said, this planet is a laboratory, but he's going to make sure mm-hmm. everything is tested before he's going to take anybody into that eternal age. Mm-hmm. And we're being here tested right now. When Brother Jackson left, we were tested. What are you going to do with that word? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with the things that you heard? What are you going to do with the things you've been taught? Well, we were taught we're the third day. The third day is the millennium. And here these donkeys come out trying to tell us we're in the third day. Well, that's something that we couldn't go along with, and we just separate ourselves from these people that would teach these diabolical teaching. But when you look back now, you can see the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. And here again, God was testing us, testing you and I, see if we're going to fall for that garbage. Mm-hmm. And we didn't, because we were grounded in the Word. All our lives, we've been in that Word. We've been saturating ourselves with that Word. We didn't saturate ourselves with these charismatic teachings out there. We went to their church from time to time, but then we saw the flaws in it, and we had to separate ourselves from them. And then we saw the faults in that Hutterite teaching, and we had to separate ourselves from there. And we just had to keep separating, because it was not compatible with the Word of God. That Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto our pathway, and that Word illuminated it. Like I say, from time to time, the Lord would come up, would come down, and he would show us things, the footprints of Jesus, the footprints of the saints of time, and then he took it upon himself to get that guy out of the body experience. And then had to stop everybody and take a look. When he came back from the dead, he said that Hutterite thing is nothing but deception. Well, we heard him, and like I said the other day, for 15 years, that picture was before my eyes when I saw that man. I was sitting about 5 feet from him, and I saw his lips tremble. I saw how serious he was. I was trying to get somebody out there, some message out there, and nobody believes him. That he got so discouraged, two, 3 years later, he died without having achieved that. But he left it with you and I, the responsibility. All these people that heard him say that, only you and I are the only two people that really heard him say, and we took it upon ourselves to find that thing that he was looking for. And then the Lord gave you, look, you're reading the scripture one day, and the Lord gave you that there's a prophet going to come. Mm-hmm. And then you read Malachi 4, and you went to your parents and told them God's going to send that spirit of Elijah again here in his end time. Well, they kind of looked at you strange, like, what's wrong with you? But see what you did? You held that thing in your arm because it was a footprint. See, when God speaks to you, it's a footprint and the saints of time. And then you hold on to that because somewhere up the road, you're going to meet with that prophet. And when you got that book, the church age book, you saw that's that prophet that Malachi 4 talks about. See, these are all footprints that you have to hang on. Sometimes the Lord has to yank you this way. Sometimes he speaks into your heart, and sometimes
He does it different way, mm-hmm. but with me, that picture was before my eye, that hundred thing I'm working here, I'm just wasting away. Everything that I do is just materialism. It's just for this world. It's got nothing to do with no eternity. It's got nothing to do, no eternal destiny or nothing. All of this is deception. Not only that hundred thing. We just mentioned that hundred thing because we come out of there. But it's the Amish. It's the Society of Brethren. These mm-hmm. woodcrusters down there. It's all these religions. The kingdoms of this world are now the kingdoms of Satan, and they're crumbling. Because Babylon is falling, and in 3 years from now, there's not going to be nothing left from all these diabolical things that Satan has implemented back ever since he got mankind to deceive mankind back in the garden. And then now they partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and all that religious apparatus is going down the tube, because you can see it crumbling. That thing over in Iran, or where these terrorists and these Muslims, that kingdom is falling down right now. Mm-hmm. You can see it right in front of your eye. Before this is over, there's not going to be no more Muslim religion out here, because God's going to famish these gods, and there's only going to be two things: the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, and the Church of the True and Living God. That's all that's going to, and everything is being disintegrated, everything is being led just like a sheep to the slaughter. They're all being led into the Vatican. That's all, like I say. She's the problem with all these things, all these riots all around the world. Behind it is the spirit of the Vatican, the spirit of the Roman Catholic Church, because they want that global thing. They want that world dominance. And you can see it. Satan is doing exactly what he did back in Ezekiel and back in Isaiah, where he said, I'm going to go up and I'm going to take over God's place. And he still has that ambition to this very day, and people are so stupid that they fall for it's garbage. And then that's what that whole globalist thing is about. Behind it is the spirit of Satan taking mankind, wanting to fight up against God and take over the kingdoms of this world. But his days are numbered. He's just a created being. He can't go up against God. God allows him to go so far, and then he comes on and he shuts him down. Just like you can see it over in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, or vice versa. You can go read it for yourself. That's what we did. We that word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, because he woke us up 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Oh, when we were growing up, and the days of our youth, instead of seek the Creator of the days of your youth. That's what you and I did. We sought him and we found him, and now he's given us the responsibility to put it out there. It's hard to fathom that just the two of us here in a little Canada and a little Manitoba, here in a little town called Portage, and now here's the light out. And from here it goes out all around the world, the truth for the day and hour we're living in. Mm-hmm. We're not ashamed of it, like you were saying earlier. There's a reproach to be identified with you and I. Like, you take the call, for if they find out somebody's talking with us, they're going to go and persecute them. They're going to bring them up for questioning, and they're going to ask, how dare you be identified with these two people? Mm-hmm. It's the reproach of Christ. It's always been that way. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Every generation has a stone that's been rejected. Mm-hmm. And here we are. We just happen to be the two of us, and there's nobody that's more rejected. It's the reproach of Christ to be identified with you and I. We don't mind. In fact, we're used to it. We don't want it no other way. That's just the way it is. That's just the way God set it up. And we do it gladly, simply because over the years, the Lord has woken us up. He has given us an assignment. He's tested us, and then he found us faithful and worthy to deliver that meat in due season. It's got nothing to do with it. We just did what he told us to do when he woke me up at 6 o'clock many times in the morning to read the Bible. Like I keep saying, to saturate ourselves with that word, and now it's all paying off. Like back in the day, I didn't know where all this is leading to. If I would have known where it's all going to, I would have probably done a lot more effort into it. But see, you just didn't know. You're like blindfolded. You just go by faith, and you just do it because he tells you to do it. Then he gets me going, and he tells me to get up at early in the morning and do these things that we have here. And this is it. This is that channel. This is that chapter that's going to take you out to the Marriage Supper of Solemn. If you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe it, you will have no consequence on you. God's going to wash it away, because we've seen it in that song we sang some time back. If I sign and shrum as an early flute, and that stream at highlight the kranken und heile wunderbar, machet das online und das uns rein sehr rein. Er heile die kranken und stärke wunderbar. He'll heal you if you got cancer, if you're in that stream. It's just standard procedure. It's done it all throughout the ages. If you're part of that stream, just like back in the days of Abel was connected to that stream. Noah was connected to that stream. Abram was connected to that stream. And here in this closing, that stream keeps on running, and you and I just happen to tap into that stream. The ministry of Brother Branham and Brother James. For you and I, everything is so simple. It's almost too simple. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's too simple for people to grasp. Ah, it can't be. What about all these churches out there? What about all these people? Well, if they don't come on board, then they're going to have to go through that other chapter where it says, blessed is he that dies and the Lord forbids for. And if they miss that one, they're going to have to go at that other chapter where God comes and separates the goats from the sheep. And they have eternal life, but they can never become immortal. Here, all you got to do is jump on the wagon, believe what we're saying, and you'll be cured from cancer, because cancer is a curse. If you have cancer, it's that curse from that God said back to Moses, if you walk in my ways, you will not get, will not allow these diseases to come on you. Mm-hmm. When somebody dies from cancer, it's simply because God has allowed these diseases to come on you, because you're not walking in his ways. It's just that simple.
Because there is a stream, like when you will read the verse where it says, it's builded on the prophets and the apostles and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. See, that's that where that building is builded on. And you go through the Old Testament, like you were talking about a stream. That stream flowed how God, through Abraham, through Moses, in the Judges and David, he allowed them to slowly get to know who he is. That's why when you will read over the names of Jehovah, the redemptive names of Jehovah, God revealed his attributes to his people. And through that, we got to know who God is. Like you can read like Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, how God provided a ram for Abraham to sacrifice. And you can see that he is our healer. Mm-hmm. God is our healer. When you go in the stream of God, he is still the healer. And he is our banner. He is our peace. He is our shepherd, our righteousness. And the Lord is present. There's names in the Bible that and words that we get to learn who God is. And that's what God wants. He wants us to get to know who he is. And that's why through those seven stars that the God that Jesus held in his right hand, those seven stars that builded on that foundation and continued to reveal who God is and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why when you will walk through that channel of the grace age, you will find that stream, how God revealed more and more of himself. And then coming out of the dark age, he restored what was taken. And that's why we can say we're continuing on what God has done in this hour, in the Laodicea Church hour. We're just continuing on. We are a part of that stream that God has. You can trace it right back to Abraham when he called out Abraham there, and that takes you back to that one God. There's one God, one faith, one baptism. you was these denominational churches out there, they're not going to teach you one God. They're going to teach you a Trinity God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why through the ministry of Brother Brenham, that was restored, a one God, Godhead, a Godhead, who God is, who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And that's why it's so important to have that ministry, because even Brother Brenham, like Brother Brenham said to Brother Jackson, or somebody asked him, and he said, I believe the seed that were in the earth were from a previous civilization. That's all he had to say. And then Brother Jackson, he started reading the early church writings,
mm-hmm.
and they talked about the seven, like the recreative days, the seven recreative days, and that they're not just a day of 24 hours. They're a period of about a 1,000 years, a generation in 1,000 years, how God recreated the earth, brought it back to its alignment and everything. He spoke light. First he spoke light. But that process and the day he rested was a 7,000-year process. And those are the things that we that God allowed us to get to know him, even like the prehistoric hour, what the prehistoric hour was for, because the world system out there will not tell you that. They will not tell you where the demons come from all of a sudden, and Lucifer. God just didn't judge them. They had to make a choice, and when their time of testing was in the prehistoric hour, he tested them for I don't know, maybe it took millions of years. I don't know how long it took for them to be tested. But all I know is he created the earth and everything and the animal kingdom, and he gave them positions over the laws of nature and reproduction. They were all laws. Like today we abide by laws. There's also the laws of in the spirit world. There are laws that that govern things. It's not a chaotic world. It's all these angels were in charge of it. And they decided they're going to leave their estate, and chaos set in. And then Lucifer was tested. See, those things we all learned through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And that stream will take you right back to God in the beginning there, when he created, started creating. In the beginning, God created.
See, the bottom line is this. You got to go back to Ephesians 1. The bottom line is this: God, the great eternal spirit, he's always been, he always will be here. He doesn't work in time. He always was, and he sat down. He had all these qualifications. He had all these attributes with him, inside of him, and he wanted to share his attributes with
mm-hmm.
with that's what this is all about.
Right.
All God wants, he wants to share himself with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided he's going to create some angels. He wanted to share himself with these angels. But before, he's going to test them first. And then he created man, and it's all about testing him, because God at the end of the day wants to have fellowship. He wants a family that he can trust, that's going to trust him, that he wants to share himself, all his attributes, that he's a healer, he's a savior, but there was nothing out there to heal.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing out there to save. So he created his whole apparatus, his whole creation was just simply that God, at the end of the day, he wants to share himself with the human race and with the angelic kingdom. At the end of the day, when God, this is done, Jesus Christ, he hands it back to God, and then Jesus becomes our elder brother, and then there the eternal age sets in, everything is tested, all the demons that are down in that lake of fire be destroyed, and in the meantime we're in that eternal age, tested, tried and found
mm-hmm.
faithful and true. That's why we're going through what we're going through. That's why we don't fall for that Hutterite garbage and for that religious system and for the charismatic stuff that's out there. We just have no part of it. Just that simple. And we're being tested. We keep saying it over and over again. You and I have bound and determined to be in this thing for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
We are bound and determined to do whatever it takes to stay faithful and true. It's just to do it. That's just a That's just a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact of the matter.
That's right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord, for your word, Lord, how you long to share yourself with your creation, Lord, and how you let Abraham know that you're a provider, and Moses that you're a healer, and you can walk throughout the scripture, and we get to know your attributes, your characteristics, how you wanted so much to have a family, Lord, that will worship you in spirit and truth, Lord, and the free will of their hearts, Lord. And that's all we ever wanted to do, Lord, to worship you and to glorify your great name. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll take these words and make them speak in the hearts of people, Lord, that we just mean the best for people, Lord, that, we're just saying and speaking the truth, Lord, of what you put on our hearts to say, Lord. So we just ask that you will take the words and anoint them, inspire it in the hearts of the people, that they want to have a desire to get to know you and all your wonderful attributes. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.